Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I was just talking with my son the other day, and, you know, there was this period of time where I told him he wasn't allowed to play video games. And it was good. I mean, it was a good experience for him. Learning self-control. And, you know, I let him know, say, hey, you know, I think it's time. You know, you can start playing these games again. But, again, I was saying you need to learn self-control. And I talked about the word and what it says about self-control. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, and along with, you know, many others. And I read the scripture to him. He's like, yeah, wow, that's good, that's good. And then it was amazing. The next day I read this scripture, and it says in Psalms 32, it says, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. He says, but don't do like a don't be like a senseless horse or mule that needs a bit and a bridle to keep it under control.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that's interesting.
Wow.
And I'm just having this conversation with him, and then God's saying this the next day, and I'm thinking about it, and you think about a horse or a mule, you know, they're not going to do what you tell them.
Right.
You know, they got to be pulled around by a bit and a bridle. You know, they've got to be told to go this way or that way, or, you know.
Right.
And even before you can even do that, you have to be broken.
Right.
You know, there's a process to that. And, you know, and you think about, you know, before we were and before we got saved, you know, we were like these wild horses and mules that needed breaking.
Right.
And that's, you know, obviously we all were in that place.
Had to be forced to go in the right direction.
Had to be forced. Right.
Yes. Somebody had to be your boss because you couldn't boss yourself.
Right. We had no self-control. But then God steps in, you know, and reveals his truth to you, and you surrender, you give it to him. And then we're no longer under this law, bit bridle. And we live by the Spirit now.
Right.
You know, Holy Spirit's our guide. He's the one. We listen to God's voice. But the only way we're going to walk in the Spirit is if we're abiding, we're spending time with him.
That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, isn't it?
Self-control. Self-control, exactly. And so it really just really brought to light, you know, what the only way we're going to have self-control is if we're spending time with God, or we're going to have any other fruits of the Spirit, like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness,
right,
you know, gentleness. And obviously self-control was the very last one.
So when you see somebody that's not gentle and they're a believer, says, have you been abiding lately? Have you spent some time?
You know, right. You can tell.
Take two journals in 6 weeks and call me.
Exactly.
That's right.
Call me in 6 weeks.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it was really cool.
That's very good. You know, that's very good, especially when you think also about, you know, James chapter 3. James is talking about that our tongue is that's a powerful force. And that he talks about putting a bit in a horse's mouth, that you can control where it goes. And when our words will direct where we're going. What we say is what we'll become. And when we do like you're talking about, abiding with God, then all of a sudden we start speaking the things of God, and then those things begin to happen in our life.
Yeah.
Our life is steered by the words we choose to enunciate on our tongue that comes from the overflow of our heart, because it says Jesus said, the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. So whatever's coming out my mouth, I'm full of it. Some people say, I don't worry about it. That's just a moment. No, if that came out of their mouth, that means that their heart is full of that. And so we want to be full of, you know, what God says, and abiding with him. Then all of a sudden we'll start saying what's right at that moment, and our body will follow.
That's right.
Yeah. We think about the word also says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And so if we're abiding and we're being full of God's word and full of life, then we're actually speaking life. We're speaking God's word over a situation, over a person. Big difference. I've tried both.
Right.
Life and God's word seems to go better. To go better.
Absolutely.
Somebody says, you know, where are you going? Don't you want to go? Well, I'm going to spend some time with God. Well, you want me to spend some time with God.
Absolutely.
You know, trust me. You want me to spend time with God. You know, I will see you in a little bit.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, that was very, very good. You know, Lord, help us and remind us. I was thinking about,
you remember, I used to have that bit and that bridle hanging in my office. I used to have that to remind me.
I thought about that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So important, you know, because you want to be at the place where we can be self-governing, that at one point you don't have to have the bit, you don't have to have that hard restraint, but you should be at the point, you know, we should be at the point where we're just listening to God and self-correcting when we speak something that's not, you know, of God or not right. We want to go back and own it, take responsibility, you know, ask for forgiveness, apologize, right. You know.
You think about it in that you don't even need a building once you obey God. But if you need a building if you have no fear of God, if you're not spending time with Him, you need fences. Mm. I mean, you have to stay there as a sheep in the fenced in area, mm-hmm. you know, because you have no self control. You have to be, you know, basically you're a servant. You're forced, but you have to be if you have no self control, because you're gonna get hurt. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. if you're abiding with God and obeying and spending time with Him, then the fear of the Lord keeps you.
That's right.
And you won't even need a building. You won't even need a building or an organization. Right. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.